Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bone-crunching hits, backboard-shattering dunks, bat flips, and hat tricks on the Sports Leader, AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we're back in the sports bar. Thanks for joining us, AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Being joined now by one of our regulars here in the sports bar to talk some Buffalo Sabres, Lance Osowski, the Buffalo News. Always good with his time. Lance, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. About yourself? How are you?
Well, Lance, Sunday night, what do we make of a win, but it was a win over Detroit?
It was important. They had to win that game. You lose that game against Detroit, who knows what happens. You could really get set into a tailspin. They need to get back to their game. They did that in the first and the third period. It makes you wonder what's up with this team. Why they always have these lulls during games? You know, they really a difficult time managing leads. You know, they go up 3-0, and they were really lucky to end the second period up 2 goals. I don't know what it is. It's very confusing. They brought a lot of leadership into that room. You know, a lot of experience, playoff experience, and still, it's one of those things that's really plagued them throughout the season.
Lance, they're moving bodies around. You're seeing guys shuffling in and out of that first line, and they're looking for chemistry. They're looking for a spark, anything that they see that will potentially lead to hopefully some continuity. We saw a lot of interchanging pieces over the last few games. I'm curious as to what we know about tonight's game against Vegas and who we might see rotating in with Jack and with Sam on that top line.
Zemgus Girgensons is going to get another opportunity on the left side there. Obviously, he played with Jack a couple of years back. Ralph Kruger wants a defensive presence to play on that line with Sam and Jack, somebody that allows those two guys to maybe take a little more risks. It makes them a little bit more comfortable, you know, maybe getting deeper in the offensive zone, can maybe, you know, I don't want to say cheat, but can take some liberties, of course, when it comes to trying to make some plays offensively. Girgensons has been really consistent. Of course, he scored that breakaway shorthanded goal Sunday in Detroit. See how it goes. But I mean, as you mentioned, they're not really going to settle on any sort of lines or pairs anytime soon. It sounds like, you know, Jeff Skinner should be back after the All-Star break, see where he plays. But they really, really need to get Victor Olsson back in that lineup.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Skinner. That sounds like the original timetable when he got hurt against Boston there over the holiday break. What do we know about a timetable right now for Olsson?
Ralph Kruger wouldn't say much the last time he was asked about it. It's one of those situations where it's probably pretty fluid at this point. I'm sure Skinner's on the ice since it was an upper body injury. That's not going to prevent him from skating. That should help him get back into the lineup once he is cleared. Well, the 3-week timeline would come on Friday. They're obviously not going to rush him back before the All-Star break. You know, the break will give him an additional week. That should be, if all goes well, he'll be back that first game after the break, which is obviously good news for the Sabres.
Lance, I believe we heard Jason Bottrell in the past mention that he thought Sam Reinhart was a good enough player to kind of anchor his own line. I'm curious why we haven't seen that. I know that Jack has been productive and Sam has had a nice season. Is Sam Reinhart indeed a good enough player to eventually anchor his own line and part ways from that first line?
Ralph Kruger, it seemed like he flirted with the idea, but quickly pulled back and put Sam back with Jack. I think they're afraid that they won't have any line scoring. They need at least one line to be a serious threat out there, and it's one of those situations where you would really need to commit to that plan. Give Sam more than just one game, you know, really driving play on his own line, and it's also making sure you put him with players that that maybe complement his skill set a little bit better. Right now, with the way the roster is and with the guys they're missing, the forwards they're missing, I don't think he can do it. I think that it's something they should seriously consider when Skinner comes back, because right now, with this team isn't good enough at 5-on-5 right now, so why not put one of the best 5-on-5 goal scorers in the past few years, that being Jeff Skinner, with Jack Eichel, and move Sam Reinhart down and see what you can kind of come up with at that point. And try to catch lightning in a bottle. I think it's worth experimenting with anything at this point because, let's face it, this team is a little short on depth when it comes to maybe skill. I like the checking line players that they've really they've really put on this roster between Jurgensen, Lazar, Larson, now Frolik, but you need some high-end skill. This team needs to start scoring goals, and I think you need to put Jeff Skinner with Jack Eichel when Skinner is back.
Yes, I think everybody nodding their head at that. Lance Osowski from Buffalo News, our guest. You brought up Frolik there, so we've had him now for a few games here. What's your early return here, so to speak, on Frolik? How's he look so far?
He looks like a veteran player. He knows, you know, he's been in the right spots. He's been excellent on the penalty kill, but he had the puck on his stick with an open net twice in Detroit and whiffed on both opportunities. So maybe that's just him getting accustomed to being given those opportunities to be in a position to actually score goals, because he whiffed both times. And like I said, this team needs people who can finish. Michael Frolik is a proven player in this league. He's shown that he can put the puck in the net in the past, and I think maybe it would be probably wise of Ralph Kruger these next few games to make sure Michael Frolik is very involved, make sure he gets his 15 to 17 minutes, if not more than that, and try to get him going, because you gave up a lot to get him. This team misses Marco Scandella. There's no doubt about it. Their defensive play hasn't been nearly as good since Scandella left. So get Frolik going. He's playing with a couple of talented players on his line, and I think it's really important. And it's pretty interesting that Evan Rodriguez is now in the power play. I was going to say maybe try for a leak there, but you got to get that guy, one of those new forwards on the team. You have to have him contributing in some way at 5-on-5.
Lance Osowski, the Buffalo News, covering the Sabres, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. They made the move to acquire Frolik. They sent Scandella to Montreal. The trade deadline is coming up here just a few days away now, and I'm curious as to whether or not you think they're done.
I think that there's moves to be made. I don't think it's going to be anything significant, though. Everybody wants that top six forward. Well, those trades take most of the time months to really execute. And you look at the roster, you look at the cap space this team has, you look at the forwards who are reportedly available, there's not a whole heck of a lot out there. It's tough to pull off a quote-unquote hockey trade this time of year. And the parity in the Eastern Conference doesn't help. A lot of teams are still they feel like they're still in it. So you're not going to have a whole lot of sellers. And if Botterill's going to want, if he's going to make a really significant move here, he's going to have to move a significant player, whether that's, Brandon Montour, pending restricted free agent, or I would hate to see them get rid of Rasmus Ristolainen at this point, the way Ristolainen's playing. But you're looking at who are teams going to want, right? I know a lot of fans want them to get rid of Bogosian and Evan Rodriguez, but other teams have scouts, they're looking to get value. They're looking to make their teams better too. So you're going to have to give up something to get something. And when you look at players who could be on their way out and you look at that back end on defense, Ristolainen and Montour are the only two that I think, in terms of established players, you might want to move, because I don't see them moving Jokke Aho, and obviously Dahlin's untouchable at this point.
Yeah, we're talking to Lance Osowski from the Buffalo News. While the Sabres are kind of puttering along, things haven't been good here the last couple weeks for the Rochester Americans. But then the news this week that, okay, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is coming back to Rochester. And Lance, I think this is the example of, hey, sometimes you might want to read the article, not just the headline. What, he's not staying here, Lance? You talked to Randy Sexton. What is the logic in sending Pekka Luukkonen up, and then apparently they're going to bring him back down?
This was the plan all along, right? They want to get Luukkonen around that 40-game mark for the season, because this is his first professional season in North America. Yes, he played a couple of games in the Liga in Finland, and of course he played a lot of hockey last season. They want to get that 40-game mark. They're not going to have that be done in Rochester, because they have Hammond and Jonas Johansson. And as much as people might want to disagree with that plan, the Sabres are sticking with that. Now, I know people want to see Johansson, Jonas Johansson up in Buffalo, but he hasn't played many American Hockey League games prior to this season, had serious season-ending injury last year. They're going to be patient with his development. This is the best course of action. Of course, Rochester has 3-3 this weekend. Get Luukkonen in one game. Send him back to Cincinnati so he can have the bulk of the workload. And it's not just games. All right. It's also practice. When you have three goalies on the team, which would be the case in Rochester, if Luukkonen stayed there, you're breaking up practice reps. It's just not a very good situation. This is the best way for Luukkonen to get a heavy workload, get himself acclimated. And when you talk about goalies and their development is always so volatile, all right, and it's very tricky. If you don't handle the development of a goalie the right way, and there's been a lot of circumstances around the National Hockey League or examples over the years, it can really hurt their confidence, and I like the idea. I think it's a great way to handle it. He goes down to Cincinnati, which is a really great a really underrated, I think. I think fans overlook the ECHL, but it's a really nice little piece the Sabres have down there, and a good situation with Matt Thomas. So, and right, I mean, I don't think goaltending's been Rochester's issue right now. I think it's just a lack of continuity, and the Amherst need to, you know, kind of figure it out here, maybe when they get a couple of players back.
Yeah, we actually have a question coming to you, Lance, from Twitter, mentioning that the Amherst are actually under 500 since head coach Chris Taylor came back. I mean, is that a function of some bad luck? Is that a function of some injuries? I mean, what do you attribute that more recent downslide towards?
It's both. I think there a lot of the, you know, I know fans don't want to hear it, but it's the balances aren't always going to go your way, and some of the balances that went Rochester's way earlier in the season are going against them now. It'll all even itself out in the end. And, you know, you got Scott Wilson up in Buffalo. Now, you had injuries down in Rochester. Ogilvie was out of the lineup. You know, TJ Smith missed some time. Remy Elie missed some time. So it's about getting guys back in that lineup, getting them really established in their lines. And that includes Casey Mittelstadt. You know, I know a lot of people are just looking at that plus-minus number and maybe just the goal and assist total, but he's doing a lot of things that may really excite the Sabres at this point in terms of the face-off numbers, some of the defensive responsibilities they want to see him really execute. So they think that that's really going to turn the corner here, and he's going to start producing, you know, at the rate that maybe, you know, people want him to offensively. It's going to turn the corner, and that coaching staff is, you know, they're as good as it comes at that level.
Well, I mean, we were before he came out, we were talking about what would be that bar for Casey Mittelstadt. It kind of pairs with the other story today, Tage Thompson. When Tage Thompson it was sent down, Lance, he had a, you know, positive attitude. We had him on our show. He was doing the right things. He was looking like, hey, I don't belong here. So is that where Casey Mittelstadt is? That because I would say, Lance, there are a lot of fans that kind of have that expectation that Casey Mittelstadt should be tearing up this league down here.
Two different skill sets, and that's, I think, an important part of the comparison we need to really consider, because look at Tage Thompson. He's physically gifted. Look how big he is. Look how strong he is. Look at the skater he is. And I just think it was maybe lightning in a bottle. Plus, he was playing the wing. It's a little bit different. Casey's being asked to play some center. He's killing penalties. And he's obviously younger than, you know, maybe a little bit less experienced than Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson had played in the American League before. And I know that, you know, you could say it's a drop down in a competition, but it's different. It's a different pace. It's a different type of game that takes some time to get used to. We're at the 11-game mark, I believe, now for Mittelstadt. I think it'll come. I think he's going to be fine. And I think it's finding a line and players that he needs to play with. And I'm sure he's putting pressure on himself, because it would be natural to look at the NHL roster. You know, the Sabres need help right now. And, of course, I'm sure Casey would like to be part of that solution. He's just going to have to be patient. I know that he's approaching this with the right mindset. I am curious to see how this next, you know, couple of weeks go. It sounds like they're going to keep him down there for a bit and see how he really develops.
The Sabres take on the Vegas Golden Knights tonight at KeyBank Center, the final home game for the Buffalo Sabres for the next 2 weeks. You'll be able to hear it here at 7 o'clock on ESPN Rochester. We're joined by Lance Lasowski, covering the Sabres for the Buffalo News. Lance, this is a good measuring stick game for the Buffalo Sabres. What do we know about Vegas coming into tonight?
They've been a little banged up. Marchessault is going to be coming back in the lineup. They obviously have a Hall of Fame goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury. This is a team that's probably coming in a little angry because they haven't been playing their best hockey. They're trying to figure it out. And this is a really important week coming up. It's before the All-Star break. Everybody wants to finish strong. You know, there's really no messing around. A lot of points are at stake here. And in both conferences, if you lose three or four games in a row, you could really fall out of the picture. They're in a very competitive division. So they're going to come in really motivated. I would expect a lot of energy from the top. And the Sabres need to they need to keep up what they were doing in Detroit. They need to have their defensemen start to really generate some offense. You need to get those shots on goal. Dahlin needs to be part of that solution. I really like what I've been seeing out of the power play since Ristolainen's been net front. He's just been really incredible in that position. Credit to Ralph Kruger and Don Granato for making some adjustments in that regard. And Linus Allmark needs to sort of get back to being, you know, a reliable goalie. I mean, he was pretty good in Detroit, but you know, last several games or so, he's left in a couple of goals I'm sure he'd like to have back. I know he's capable of more, and he's doing that weird, you know, mimicking Dominic Hasek thing where he's flying out of the net, and that's got to stop, especially against a team like this. So, important game. The Sabres need points this week. This is a really, really big, you know, final three games here before the break.
Yeah, you look at the Western Conference. For those who, like myself, that don't follow the Western Conference all that close, Who's really good out there? It's St. Louis and who else so far?
You got a lot of teams. You know, Dallas is good ever since they made the coaching change, even actually a little bit before that. You know, Calgary's going to catch it. You know, Edmonton's got talent. I like Vancouver. It's one of those things where they might not have that elite team like, you know, the Capitals, the Bruins, but they've got a lot of teams where there's parity where, I mean, even the Blackhawks can knock off a team any given night. You know, the Wild have seemed to figure themselves a little bit. So it's a grind. You know, there's a lot of talent, of course, in that conference. That's the fun part about the NHL now. It seems like every team has a superstar talent. And you know, I would be remiss if I wasn't mentioning the Arizona Coyotes, you know, Phil Housley. They've been really good. And then they have Taylor Hall. So it's interesting. You know, Vegas is one of those teams that's going to be in the mix there.
Lance, it's great catching up with you. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to tell our audience what you're working at the news.
Well, I'm heading on the road this week, so I'll be in Dallas and Nashville. Then I head to the All-Star game to write about Jack Eichel, among others, next week in St. Louis. So obviously follow along in print and online, Buffalo News.
While you're there in St. Louis, will you? I mean, is it Jorts Night for the All-Star? Do they have a night just dedicated to fans who want to show up?
This is the Chicago fan danger coming out. Who can't stand anything St. Louis, Lance. This is what it is,
Lance. If you get a nice pair of jorts for yourself while you're there in St. Louis.
St. Louis is an okay town. I was there quite a bit covering baseball. I just don't know what it's going to be like in January. So I don't know if I should bring a coat or not. We'll see.
It's an okay town. There's your ring. It's an okay
what
town.
What a review, right?
Yeah, they should put that on the license plate. Nice, Lance. Appreciate that.
It's an okay town. I'm sorry, St. Louis.
Yeah, don't have to apologize. We've already scorched that earth here in the sports bar. Lance, you're the best. Safe travels, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
To you soon. Lance Osowski. Covering the Sabres for the Buffalo News.
See, if somebody said that about Rochester,
it's okay.
We'd be like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just okay is not okay, right?
Isn't that
okay. We're going to St. Louis for the All-Star game. That's okay. That was good. If you missed it, we'll get it on demand for you shortly here. ESPNRochester.com. Lance Osowski, always good with his time and getting you squared away for tonight's matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights from KeyBank Center. You'll hear that action on ESPN Rochester with the call starting at 7 o'clock. Next in the sports bar, takes on tap. We've crafted them for you, and we're ready to unleash them. It's a game we play called I'll Drink to That in the sports bar.
Okay, so you are finally sick. I've had enough of Antonio. I hear you, but I'm going to tell you and explain why Antonio Brown is this close to finally everybody stopping paying attention to this guy.
Mm.
All right? I'm going to draw an analogy.
Mentioned it earlier in the sports bar. There's a reason why you should be nervous as a fan of any professional sports league because of what happened to Major League Baseball yesterday. I'll explain. And an homage to NFL players. They are a different breed, man, and you hear about it now as the season winds down. There's no way you will ever get a truly accurate injury report in the NFL. The NFL never dropped the hammer on the Bills for the Jerry Hughes thing, right?
Well, they haven't yet.
Yeah, right.
They shouldn't,
because there is no way that there is a team in the NFL that has an accurate injury report. I'll get a little bit more into that as well. That's on the way next. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Stand by. I'll drink to that. Some takes on tap here on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.